This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm excited, I guess, about this broadcast today, you know, and like I always say, I count it an honor and a privilege. I say that all the time because I really want you to know that and to understand that and to know even the purpose for that. Boy, it's an honor and a privilege. I don't take that lightly. That God would use me. Turn it down just a little bit, bitch. That God would use me. Turn it down just a little bit. Yeah, that's good. Hallelujah. That he would use me to come on this radio broadcast and share with all the listeners, man, the gospel of the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will continuously do. And that's love your children. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you once again for this opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and allow you, by your Spirit, through your Son Jesus Christ, to share the love of God with your children. Thank you, Father. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I'd like to take this opportunity, you know, to bow before every last one of you in the Spirit. To bow before, you know, I do the gesture is in bowing my head, but I bow before every last one of you out there under the sound of my voice. It's just diplomatic courtesy that whenever you come into the company of kings and queens, you're supposed to bow. So once again, I take this opportunity to bow before every last one of you out there under the sound of my voice and say once again, what an honor, what a privilege it is to serve such distinguished men and such distinguished women, such mighty men and such mighty women, such mighty offspring, mighty sons, mighty daughters of the Most High God, kings and queens. It's an honor to serve you. Thank you, Father, once again, for the honor and the privilege. Hey, listen, I'm a little bit excited, you know, going into this week. You know, I've been excited for the last week or so. You know, I know what Paul meant when he said he fought the beast at Ephesus. Yeah, Lord. But I also know, boy, that Paul had the victory and got the victory and everything that confronted him. Boy, he got the victory. Hey, in the call of God and the purpose for us being here and the assignment that God has given us, man, that assignment is this. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you to the end of the age. That's what he told me to do. That's what he's telling all of us to do. To go into all the world and do what? And make disciples. Just go teach them, make students out of them, make and go teach them what I taught you. When all he taught me was the gospel of the kingdom. Listen. It was in 1980 when the Lord, man, you know, came and snatched me out of my way to a devil's hell. Snatched me off the road that was wide and lead destruction and put me on the road that lead to everlasting life and told me to go tell everybody that he was real. And ever since then, all, everything that he's put in my heart, everything that he's shown me, everything that he's taught me is all about, boy, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. That's all I know. And listen, that's all I know. And all I know is not all there is to know. Boy, that's so much more. But boy, what he's shown me in his word and what he's taught me in his word and what he's discipled me in his word, man, told me to do the same thing. You go and do the same thing. Teach them what I taught you. And from 1980 all the way up until now, man, you know, when I began to read the Bible, the boy, the first thing he revealed to me was purpose. He put that in my spirit, man, that there's a purpose for everything, that he was a God of purpose. And that everything in life has a purpose. He taught us that, man, that not every purpose is known. He told me that if you ever want to know the purpose for a thing, never ask the thing. The purpose is only found, original intent, original reason, is only found in the mind of the maker of it. What was his original intent and idea? So purpose is found in the mind of the maker. So if you ever want to know the purpose of a thing, never ask the thing. Go to the one who made you. He showed me that more. That therein is the fulfillment of life. When you know your purpose and you walking in. He showed me that, boy, let me tell you something. The greatest tragedy in life is not to live and die, but to live, man, and not know why you are here. That's unfulfilled lives. Boy, 2,000 years ago, God said, enough is enough. And he sent his son to this earth. You all know the story. That's how we... And then he sent his son to this earth. His son came with a ruling authority on his shoulder. He came with a government on his shoulder. I'm going to say that again. When he came, the prophet prophesied, you all know the stories, you know, hey, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and on his shoulder there shall be a government, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. What did he come with? Did he come with church service? Did he come with Sunday worship service? Did he come No, he had a government on his shoulder. What's a government? He had the ruling authority of heaven. He had the governing authority, man, of God's word. The sovereignty and integrity of God's word, boy. He had that on his shoulder, boy. What God said. I'm talking about before he spoke to Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the other prophets, man. And before he spoke to people, man, even through the ministries and the disciples and the apostles and the bishops and the pastors and the evangelists. Before he spoke to mankind through all of us, boy, I'm talking about, boy, what he said. Not just in the beginning, but that which was from the beginning. And boy, he revealed to me and boy and to all his disciples, man, that boy, Jesus came to reestablish the governing rule of God back up on this earth. The governing authority of God back up on this earth. He come to restore back to us, man, God's original intent and desire and plan and purpose, boy, for our lives, mankind. His intent for us. Listen, this might be a little over some of your head, but his original intent was, man, that he would colonize earth, boy, with heaven. He would make earth a colony of heaven. And that it would be on earth just like it is in heaven. Earth would be just like heaven. And the way he was going to do that and how he was going to accomplish that was through a family of sons called you and I, mankind. That was his original intent. That was in his mind when even before he said it. Let us make man. When he said that, when he spoke it, first it was in his mind, but when he spoke it, this is what he said. Let us make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over all the earth. Let them have rulership and authority and governing power and influence and control over everything upon the earth. Not over people, but over everything upon the earth. What everything? Every circumstance, every situation, every symptom, man, that confronts you in this earth, boy, God give us authority and dominion, man, to rule and reign, to dictate to it instead of it dictating to us. How, Arthur? glory to God. By his power, by his spirit, he would fellowship with us. That's why, you know, man, the God, Adam and Eve, they were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship. There wasn't no sin in there. There wasn't any rebellion in there at that time. When I say there wasn't any sin in there, I mean man had not committed no kind of rebellion against God. Sin was in there. It was in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But boy, he set up that kingdom upon the earth. He set up that governing authority. He set up that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that system, that world up on the earth. And he called it, boy, the kingdom of God. And the territory was, man, the earth. And what was established upon the earth was, man, the kingdom of heaven. What's the kingdom of heaven? Just like where our Father is. Just like his place is. The heaven belonged to earth. The heaven belonged to God, but the earth he gave to man. Our place looked just like his place. Our place had the same environment and atmosphere as his place. And boy, like I say, it would be on earth just like it is in heaven. And God would be fellowshipping and walking and talking with his family, his sons, his daughters, forever and ever and ever and ever. And boy, all we will be doing is becoming. Becoming what, Arthur? Who we already are. I'm going to say that again. That's all we're doing right now. What we'll be doing, Arthur? We'll be